Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. In two different Gospels, Jesus criticizes his listeners for being able to understand the weather, but not being able to understand the more important things that were happening. In Matthew's Gospel, he says, "In the evening, you say, tomorrow will be fair, for the sky is red, and in the morning, today will be stormy, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to judge the appearance of the sky, but you cannot judge the signs of the times." He makes the same point again in Luke's Gospel. "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say, it's going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time?" So what's the point of this comparison? How is the spiritual world like the weather, and how does Jesus expect us to react to it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. On the one hand, the comparison is pretty simple. People want to know if Jesus is really the Messiah, if he is really the one who has been foretold. Is Jesus the one? Is he the Savior? Is he God's representative? How can we know? And Jesus says, essentially, how do you know if I am legit, if I'm the real deal? How do you know if I'm the Savior? Here's how. You know the same way you figure out if it's about to rain or not. You look at the evidence and you use your head. I do miracles. I tell you the complete and unvarnished truth about the human condition. I come back from the dead. I fulfill the prophecies. I establish the largest empire in human history, an empire of faith and worship and love. What are you confused about? Are you trying to tell me you can figure out tomorrow's weather by a few subtle signs, but you can't figure out who I am from the most staggering wonders the world has ever seen? And when he puts it like that, well, really, what excuse do we have for not believing in him? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Part of Christ's critique is this. We pay attention to the truth of what is around us and below us. We learn the laws of the natural world. But why do we not learn the laws of ourselves? If we learn the laws of nature, why do we not learn the natural law that is written on the human heart? We see that rain follows a cloud, or that heat follows from a wind from the south. Why do we not see that broken relationships follow from lust, that anxiety flows from disordered fears, that disillusionment follows from seeking happiness in the wrong place? If we knew ourselves like we knew the weather, we would know that all our unhappiness comes from our sin, the way that night follows day. And we would look for the Savior. We would look to find all of our happiness and salvation in Jesus, the only one who can heal us from our sins.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. We care about the weather because we think it's practical. If you have a wedding coming up, you are for sure going to be checking the weather app on your phone on a daily basis as the date gets closer. But of course, we all have an invitation to the divine wedding feast. So, are we looking at the signs of the times? Not at the signs of what the weather's going to do, but at the signs of our own soul. We examine the weather forecast, but do we carefully and regularly examine our own conscience? Jesus says, examine the signs of the time. But that's not for us to watch the news to keep up on the latest geopolitical trajectory. It's so we can watch our souls, to keep up on the trajectory, the trend of our vice and our virtue. What have you been struggling with lately? Or conversely, how has God given you some new grace lately? Be aware of that, because those signs are the signs of things to come, not only in time, but in eternity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. There's one more point to be made about comparing the weather to the spiritual world. We adapt our plans according to the weather. If there's going to be a rainstorm, we'll move a barbecue indoors or maybe delay it a day. Do we do the same thing when God makes his will known through circumstances? Suppose we have a tentative plan, or a certain goal, or objective that we're hoping to accomplish. But as things develop, we see signs that maybe this goal isn't going to be the best thing for other people, or even for ourselves spiritually. Are we able to adapt our plans to God's reality,
or do we just push stubbornly ahead with our own ideas? Jesus didn't criticize the Pharisees for having a misunderstanding of who the Messiah would be. He criticized them for not adjusting their understanding when the Messiah actually came. They could adapt to the weather, but they couldn't adapt to God's plan made known through the circumstances of life. May God help us to do two things: to pay more attention to our soul and our conversion from vice to virtue, and to what God is doing in the circumstances of our life. May God help us to pay more attention to those two things than what's going on in the world of news or the lives of famous people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you about this meditation?
First of all, I think especially when relativism is one of our biggest struggles right now of, you know, how can we know truth? Jesus makes it really simple. And I think especially that fourth point is both condemning and so comforting, because he's just like, oh, trust me, you know truth when you want to know truth.
Yeah.
Because we act like we can't really know reality and we can't agree upon anything. But we all look at the sky and say, I think it's going to rain. It's not raining yet, but you know it's gonna. Because you've lived this life and
You know what's right in front of you. It's just sometimes we deny it. And, or we just don't care. I think especially just that, yeah, when we think it's important, when it affects us, if it's your wedding day or you're going out to the lake, you're going to check the weather and you're going to believe and you're going to hope. And you're, when the day comes, you're going to start paying attention to all the little signs and every change of the wind, which is much less knowable. But I was kind of reflecting on the concept of agnosticism in this,
mm-hmm.
because it's, I've never really known an agnostic personally. There are agnostics who are truly seeking, and they're like, maybe there's a God, maybe there's not. I'm trying to figure it out right now. But a lot of the agnostics that I've personally met are people that are like, I'm a big world traveler. I go to the airport every week. I haven't left it. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm not trying to catch a flight, but I travel a lot. Sometimes I just stand at the bus stop. Like, man, you're not going anywhere. And you're not actually trying to go anywhere. You just
That's the real issue.
You just want to be seen at the airport. That's you just want people to see you there and go, wow, he's so well-versed. He's so well-traveled. He's really getting somewhere.
That's a perfect description of an agnostic. They're not actually trying to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm completely okay, and I think is beautiful and interesting if someone is on that faith journey. But usually you don't remain on that journey for long if you're actually journeying.
Yeah. Yeah. For those who really want to find the truth, they'll find it. And for those who don't want to find it, they'll never find it.
Mm-hmm. And if you really,
they don't want to.
If you really don't believe that we can't know truth, it's that you don't want to know truth or agree on something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, because when it comes to little simple things in life, if one of my nephews hits the other, I don't go, oh, we can't really know that he hit the other. I'm like, oh, we got to do something about that now. And it's hard. We got to figure our relationships out now, but I'm not going to look a kid in the eye and be like, I didn't see it, so I can't really know. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
When it comes to practical things that happen right in front of us, we know.
Mm-hmm.
It might be easier to pretend like it didn't happen, but so I thought it was a fantastic meditation. So practically, what do you think we should do with that?
With the meditation?
Yeah.
I couldn't help thinking of a trap I can so easily fall into.
Mm.
That I can check like 4 world news services because I want to find out the trend, the direction the world is going,
mm-hmm.
about things that have no impact on me. I have no responsibility over that. Don't alter the course of my family, my work, my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know the trends of these things.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to get sucked into that when what really matters is what is the trend of my growth from selfishness to love? What's the trend of my relationship mm-hmm. with God? What's the trend of my relationship with my wife and the people in my family? What's the trend of my relationship with my colleagues?
Yeah.
And that can't be known. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be known from the news.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place it can be known is a daily examination of conscience.
But it is one of the few things that you personally can know. And we spend a lot of time on, at the end of the day, I understand when people are like, I'm going to check all these different news sources so I can find the truth. And I'm like, buddy, we can never really know which articles are telling the perfect truth, who's a little biased, who's not, what's happening on the ground, what's being manipulated. And I think that's where you've brought up something really important, because I think that's where a lot of people do get that anxious sense that we can't know the truth, because we're always looking in areas where, yeah, you can't know it. I don't know what's happening on the ground across the world in an entirely different culture and civilization, an entirely different person's life from a handful of different articles written by people who weren't even there.
But it's a great temptation to allow ourselves to be distracted by those things rather than putting in the hard work of what's most important.
Yeah.
The growth of my soul. Which direction is my soul tending?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have found that the greatest help to this is to put into my schedule confession every week. Do you know what that forces me to do?
Constantly examine.
Because.
Yeah.
We have an amazing priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed me to schedule confession with him every week at a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming.
It's like right before you go into the dentist and suddenly you're flossing like crazy.
It's the same.
I'd have really good dental health if I went to the dentist every week.
Exactly. That's it. The health of our soul. This is a principle. The health of our soul will be better the more frequently we go to confession.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it will force us to take more seriously a daily examination of conscience, to be more honest about the beam, the plank in our own eye, rather than the specks in our brother's eyes, and to form real strategies to improve, because you're like, I don't want to keep just saying the same thing to the priest every week. I need to at least show I'm working on this. Imagine if every time I showed up to confession, I was like, yeah, I didn't really pay attention. It really doesn't matter to me. I don't really care. But let me tell you what's happening in Zimbabwe. The priest would be like,
Why are you even here? This isn't helpful.
Yeah, what's happening in Zimbabwe doesn't matter. What's happening in your soul matters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think we have the greatest gift in the world as Catholics with confession. And this is why Our Lady has asked us to go at least once a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, the takeaway is, just build into your day a daily examination of conscience.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm taking away when we're talking about the weather report is, I need to stop checking the weather in Zimbabwe and start checking the weather in Kansas City.
You mean?
I need to stop thinking about what's impacting everyone else that I can't even know if it's true or accurate. I don't know what it's like over there right now, but I need to look outside. I need to look at what's around me. I need to react to it based on what I know.
And I'm thinking, I don't need to even look at the weather outside. I just need to look at the weather inside.
I mean metaphorically. Or quite literally. You know how often I'm checking the weather in Zimbabwe? It's taking up all of my time.
Well, thanks for the conversation, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.